Hi, I'm Patrick McBriarty.
And I'm Christopher Lynch.
And together,
we are the hosts of
Windy City Historians.
We will share and discuss Chicago history.
And some great Chicago stories.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the very first episode of the Windy City Historians podcast. We started out as a club of like-minded historians to just swap ideas.
And research, and we rolled it out on a bigger scale. It became a Facebook page. Daily, I think there's new people subscribing to it.
See, every time we look at it, it goes up. And we encourage you, the listener, to subscribe to it. It's free and it's fun.
And a friend of mine really pushed me to do a podcast. Naturally, I need to do it with Chris. I didn't see that as any hardship.
And no, because this is how we talk at Starbucks. So you came up with an outline going back to the beginnings of Chicago history.
And you came up with the concept and the idea of the series, which called Laying the Foundation, and I thought that was brilliant.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. So anyway, the reason for this podcast was so many people are fascinated by Chicago history. I think...
new to it.
Yes, and most of the stuff that we would cover in this Laying the Foundation was... stories and the history of Chicago that were multiple generations removed from.
And Patrick said, well, why don't we start at the very beginning? Let's start with the word Chicago. It's an Indian word. We got to talk to John Swenson. So we went to John Swenson's house, but we didn't realize that Swenson had spent 34 years puzzling over who was the first European in Chicago, and then where is Chicago as far as the Indians were concerned.
What happened in history was the French were in the Chicago area. Joliet and Marquette were not the first. And Chicago isn't where it used to be. And so it's taken me 34 years to prove, and I can prove it in court, where Chicago was. And it's still there. I'm John Swenson. I'm a retired lawyer, historian. Very early in my research, I realized I'm going to have to be reading some of these old French manuscripts, which were generally compiled by Jesuit missionary priests.
Yeah, okay.
Of course, part of their job usually was to learn the languages of an Indian nation. But what we did to the Indians is something that's it's always bothered me. The Columbia exchange, they gave us syphilis and we gave them measles and smallpox.
What a trade.
The French, being businessmen, said there are opportunities here. So they realized that there was money to be made trading for furs. That was the economic engine.
Yeah, to bring those riches back to the old world, right?
Growing up, I lived in Milwaukee and Sheboygan, which, of course, are
Indian names. Right.
As Milwaukee means pleasant place, and Sheboygan refers to the reef. And then, of course, historians say, well, LaSalle built a fort here, he says, at the Portage of Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Well, come on now. You don't have to be much of a soldier to figure out that you're not going to build a fort in a place where it's going to flood regularly.
Right.
The Hurons were basically at war with the Winnebago. Of course, that was bad for business.
Oh, right.
For
the
Frenchman,
trade, for
you
sure.
You know, right.
Yeah.
Right. They wanted their clients to collect the furs, not scalps.
Yeah.
It took me 7 years to research the etymology.
Yeah.
I mean, I figured out Chicago is an Indian word found in Algonquian languages. But anyhow, Joutel visits Chicago twice. And remember, he'd been with LaSalle for several years.
Yeah.
From 1684 to 1687. So they're camping there at this place called Chicago. So I could never figure out exactly where this place was. Joutel called Chicago. 34 years later, I know. As a matter of fact, we owe a debt to Father Marquette.
Yeah.
Because he's the guy. In his report, you can figure out, if you know where the portage was,
yeah,
Father Marquette could tell you where he was, and that was the place the Indians called Chicago.
City's historians.
So, Patrick, a lot of information to process.
Oh, my God. Chris.
300 years of Chicago history flipped on its head.
That's huge. How do you identify as a Chicagoan in your early history? The history that's been written since has
based
been
on
wrong.
That, yeah, it's all wrong. It's all wrong.
Man.
And by the way, I wrote a book on Midway Airport, and my book is wrong.
My book, too, Chicago River Bridges.
But we're not alone. Everybody who studies or teaches Chicago history has been teaching it wrong. The first episode changes Chicago history.
It's amazing. I'm looking forward to episode one called Who Was First,
which will be released on March 29th on the 344th anniversary of Father Marquette being flooded out of his winter camp in Chicago in 1675.
Thank you for listening to
the Windy City Historians Podcast.